Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Rome, Italy. The Mediterranean Union is key to the prophetic scenario found in God's Word for the end times. That's the headline. John Rood will come to this broadcast table with more details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Remind everybody, what is the Mediterranean Union and what's going on right now?
Of all the topics that I researched for decades with the European Union, Revived Roman Empire, this topic is one of the very least understood and known. So there was Barcelona process, and that became what was known as the Euromed Group, which became the Union for the Mediterranean. So this is the 28 European Union countries, and then it has countries that are in the Middle East and North Africa, 43 countries in total. When you take a look at a map, it resembles closely the geographic area of the ancient Roman Empire, these 43 nations. There's exceptions. The Roman Empire didn't go to Scotland. Of course, we have Brexit, so they would be kicked out. Roman Empire didn't go to Ireland, which is part of today's EU. But overall, they've had joint parliamentary sessions. There has been a roadmap for action, the first political document that the Union for the Mediterranean has put out since 2008. There's enormous amounts of money. I even thought it was a typo, but 16 billion euros from 1995 to 2016 have gone into the programs. They've proved pretty much ineffective. So what's happening? It's really sort of a gravy train. It's been swept under the carpet. The media doesn't pay any attention to it. The Union for the Mediterranean, 43 nations. But it's a large sums of money going through, and it's basically a gravy train type operation that operates from being quiet.
John Rood giving us details on the Mediterranean Union and its significance in the end-time scenario found in Bible prophecy. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The Mediterranean Union includes parts of the Middle East, Africa, and non-member states in the European Union that are states in Europe itself. The combination of these European Union states and the Mediterranean Union states make up what the ancient Jewish prophet Daniel wrote about when he was referring to the revived Roman Empire. That's Daniel chapter 2, the 10 toes, and Daniel 7, the 10 horns. The revived Roman Empire is the economic governmental power from which the Antichrist comes. That's Daniel chapter 7 and verse 8, the little horn. This superpower will be headquartered in Rome, Italy. That's Revelation 17 and verse 12. The combination of the European Union and the Mediterranean Union is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...